Back here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards with Oriole center fielder Adam Jones, and it's been a long time coming, but we needed, the world needed, another installment of our award-winning segment, Truth with 10. Without further ado, Adam Jones.
Award-winning. Where's my plaque or trophy?
We're having one made down the street at a little trophy shop.
Hey, as long as I'm part of something that is collaborated to bring an award, hey, I'm all for it there, Hollander. You need to clean it up still, though.
That's fair. Did you save your Little League trophies growing up?
I have a couple. My mom has them. I'm going to get a picture of them, see what she still has at her pad. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. How many you got?
I had a lot of the achievement awards, showing up awards.
What, participation awards?
Participation ones.
Oh, come on, Hollander. You could do better than that.
I had a few all-star game appearances.
That's what I'm talking about.
Best pitcher, best fielder kind of things.
Okay. Hey, as long as you go out there and give an effort, man. That's really all that matters.
It's supposed to be fun, you know.
It's supposed to be fun. It still is fun.
It's still fun. You're playing ball.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a game. It doesn't say baseball job. It's a baseball game. So,
let me ask you this. Yeah. In Little League, when did you first start driving the ball far? How old were you?
I think I started really hitting balls. Started hitting home runs like sophomore, junior year. I started hitting more home runs going into like in the summer balls. Started trying a little bit more.
But in Little League, were you the best player in the field in Little League?
No, definitely. I don't think I've become the best player on the field yet. But I think in high school, probably a junior senior year, I started to get more attention personally. So yeah, I guess you wanted to say that I think I was just more in the eyes of the scouts, the one that they seen as whatever you want to call it, alluring, or thought I had some sort of future. Some was right, some was wrong.
Some were right, some were wrong. What amazes me about professional athletes, especially the ones who establish themselves, especially in a humbling game like baseball, and we talk about this a lot, that has so much failure. You think about guys who inevitably, even Miguel Cabrera has bad months. People forget that. Every player, Babe Ruth, had bad periods of time where he slumped. Have you ever felt, maybe in your worst period, or even watching someone who you're so accustomed to seeing doing well, where he's in a miniature slump or maybe a longer slump, that it may not come back? Does that ever creep into someone like you, your mind at any point ever?
Well, the names you named, I mean, they don't really know what slumps are too much. I mean, but now that's the hardest part of this game is first off is hitting. It's impossible to hit. The guy on the mound, you don't know what's coming. It's a game of chess.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how to even make contact in this game.
It really is.
It truly is. But then you got the factor of nowadays with all the scouting and everything, the sabermetrics and all the shifting and all that, to where the balls that are normally base hits are outs. You know, you see the shifting. There's balls that are smoked past the first baseman, I mean, in short right field that are now being turned into, 4-3s. You know, ground outs and line drives. You seen Flaherty catch a ball last night, or two nights ago off Big Poppy. That's a 100% single. You know, all the time. But, you know, due to the shifting nowadays and how the game has evolved, you know, it's not necessarily inevitable, but, you know, they're harder to get out of due to the fact that, you know, with your strengths and stuff, if you hit a ball up the middle, you might be SOL because, you know, they have a defender right there. And that's part of the game nowadays. And it's a mentally tough game, like I said. The athleticism, the physicality of the part, there's millions of people that can physically play this game, but to be able to endure the mental part, the mental grind of it for 162 days, games, is the part that no one will ever get. I mean, they're going to create their assumptions based on what they watch, but to actually, you know, day in and day out, put yourself through this grind, it's not like sitting at a desk and figuring out numbers. It's taxing on your body, your mind, and, you know, failure and progression. That taxes on you too, because, you know, everybody wants to succeed. That's the point of life. You want to succeed in whatever field you do. But the point is of baseball is you're not going to succeed. But how do you manage all the times that you can succeed in all your successful moments? How can you manage that?
That's what I love about the game, because it weeds out the weak-minded pretty quickly. They don't make it to years 4, 5, and 6. And even everyone has this idea that because you were a great prospect or even had a great rookie year or a great second year, that you will always get better. There's going to be exponential growth in your game and your statistics. It doesn't work that way. It's a roller coaster. There's ups and there's downs, and those who can find a way to shorten those bad periods and keep those good stretches longer are the ones who kind of hang around the longest.
Oh, this game, it's a character builder. You know, you see it. You can see it bring people up. You can see it tear people down. You can see it completely change people from who they originally were. But, you know, I think one constant of this game is that it won't lie to you. It won't lie to you. It'll tell you horse crap. It'll tell you you're good at times. It'll tell you what you need to improve on. It'll tell you exactly what you need to improve on and what you need to work on, because, like I said, this game isn't forgiving. It doesn't matter how good you are, how good you think you are, how good you're told you're going to be. No one knows. These people sit in the stands scouting. They're running people. They're determining these young kids' futures, and they have honestly no idea of it. It's an assumption. It's a guess. And I mean, that's what we all live on, and that's how we all, you know, even project this game. But you know, you gotta keep these kids level headed. You gotta let them know that, hey, you gotta establish yourself. You gotta make a name for yourself, and it's not just over a year or two. It's over I'm talking a 7 to 10 year span where your name is a focal point, and that's when you know that. Not necessarily you have arrived, but that that this game is, you've gotten a lot out of this game, and as much as you've given into it, because not a lot of people are going to get as much from this game as they're going to get into it, as they're going to put into it, I should say.